I want to have a band follow me just so I can yell the things to them and have them just respond. Wouldn't it be cool? I mean, the logistics of it would just get tiresome after a while, but for a little bit, wouldn't it be cool to have a band or maybe even like a floating device behind you? That'd be the next cool thing that Meta or Zuckerberg can come up with. We're all going to get sucked into the metaverse anyway, so we'll be fine. Maybe our kids will, if we're lucky, get sucked right into the metaverse like that.
Terrified of the metaverse.
Oh, don't worry about it. It'll be nice. You'll think you're awake and alive the whole time. You won't have to sleep, and everything will be dreamy and glorious.
That sounds scary.
Yeah, I have a. If you want to know what that might possibly look like, why don't you check out a book called Otherworld or Otherland.
Or just watch the movie WALL-E.
Yeah, WALL-E, but Otherland is really good by Tad Williams. It's a four-part series, and it's basically about the not-too-distant future. The richest people in the world get together, form a second internet that is pretty much all virtual reality, and you can't tell the difference between that and real reality, other than it's, completely messed up like a video game. I really recommend it. Otherland by Tad Williams. Check it out. It'll tickle your mind and kind of freak you out a little bit as well.
Join Brian's book club every Fridays here on Dueling Tangents.
It's a lot better than Aaron Rodgers' book club. How about that?
That's true.
We got some more reactions to the gerrymandered maps from...
Yeah, I want to thank Representative Mark Spreitzer again for joining us this afternoon. Gave us some insightful first-hand accounts from the floor sessions and the hearings that happened at the Capitol this week. But I think it's a lot of fun, Brian, and you and I like to do this together, and we go down and see the press releases and see how everybody's reacting, because we can't have all the lawmakers on and share the details with us every single show. So it's fun to check out the press releases and see what they're putting out as public comments on these things.
We're going to get to a couple of press releases in just a minute, but I want to hear what Chris from Poinette has to say.
All right, let's do it.
How you doing, Chris? Welcome to Dueling Tangents.
Hi. I was wondering if it was okay if I went back to the Centurion topic.
Oh, yeah, please. The older folks, how soon will Luke like to cull the older people from our herd?
Correct.
Allegedly.
My thought on that is these people have been in office for, 40, 50, 60 years, and they don't interact with the common public at all, unless they're campaigning.
See, that's more what that'd be more along the lines, something that would encourage public participation, knowing what it's like to have a job, in this climate, maybe in this century or in this decade at least.
Right. I mean, some of these people were riding horses before cars were invented.
Yeah, or to be honest, a lot of them grew up riding horses because they had all the influence and power that they had at their disposal, and they thought having a Senate seat was probably their birthright as well. There's a lot of folks like that. I'm not saying anyone specifically, but yeah, there's a lot of people that are basically aristocracy that are part of our Senate and our House of Representatives.
So it has nothing to do with the understanding of technology. It has to do with understanding of our current society.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Chris, I think that's part of my greater point, is the technology is just a good indicator, because if you're not up to date with some of the simpler things like sending a PDF, like Brian talked about in one instance, I'm not saying that doesn't mean you can't do your job. I'm just saying that if there's high-profile decisions that need to be made and taking into account the way that we do things now here in the 21st century, if you're still thinking up of dial-up faxes and things of that nature, and that's your grip on technology, maybe it's not the best for you to be in the decision-making process for so long. Maybe it's time for some new blood.
Absolutely. I 1,000% agree with you.
Yeah, but the actual doing of that is hard to do.
Right, and that's what I'm saying. You're accusing me that I'm trying to.
Oh, that's because it's fun to do so.
Yeah,
I like seeing you squirm with it. Like you're like, but I would never do that. I'd only kill two or three old people.
Come on, man.
Was it four or five?
No.
Okay.
Zero.
60?
Zero.
60?
But it gets to the point where it's just frustrating to watch some of these things, and I just You're right. I don't know. There's not going to be a test that everybody's got to take at a certain age that gets rid of it. But you have to have these conversations.
Going along with what Chris kind of expanded on as well is not knowing how the common person is. What I used to rail on Paul Ryan for was he advocated for pull yourself up by your bootstraps. You know, and was attacking welfare programs and attacking the poor a lot, like, you know, Republicans tend to do, with the regressionists, I like to call them. We need to rebrand them the regressionists.
And that's a tangent for next week.
Yeah, for sure.
We're going to kick that one around a little bit more.
But I always wanted him to, okay, go ahead. Pull yourself up by your bootstraps. How about this? Why don't you live on minimum wage for a year and you live pulling yourself up by your bootstraps? We'll give you a scenario that you have to live in, and you tell me how well these government programs work for you.
Yeah, because once you know them firsthand.
I want them to pee in a cup every day. I want them to go and have to have the scrutiny. I want them to live on the health care that the regular people have. I want them to have to go and deal with thinking about, should I get this prescription now or can I wait a couple days?
Right. I need to fill up the gas tank and I need groceries. Which one can I delay doing faster or longer?
Yep.
Yeah. It's an interesting dynamic. And that's, I guess, the age is just a pinpoint of that. Because there can be out of touch people with society at the age of 30, too.
Yeah. Paul Ryan was one of the younger ones, but still had no idea how a real person was person is.
So I'm concerned about the amount of septuagenarians there are in some high profile decision cases. I think it'll be interesting to see whether or not this evidence is going to be admitted and the jury will allow to deliberate it in these deliberations that are going forward. But quickly, before we only got about a minute and a half left of the show, Brian, you want to share your favorite press release from yesterday's MAPS?
Yeah, Rep. David Bowen from Milwaukee issued the following statement. Once again, Speaker Voss is trying to solidify Republican control in the state for another decade. Same poop in a new toilet. Doubling down on one of the most gerrymandering double deuce on one of the most gerrymandered maps in the country. Legislative Republicans are ramming through all maps that will decide the political landscape in Wisconsin for the next decade with almost zero public support. These maps would diminish the representation of people of color and most likely run afoul of the Federal Voting Rights Act, but they wanted to get rid of that anyway, so who cares? Same poop, new toilet. Well, when you eat the same stuff all the time, it is kind of the same poop, new toilet, even though physically it's a different poop.
Yeah, I was going to say, Robin Voss has had the same diet probably for the last decade, so I'm assuming that's just why it looks like it's the same poop, but...
He dines on liberal tears, apparently.
That and popcorn, I believe.
Can't be very filling. That's why he's so diminutive. And he kind of looks like a cocktail weenie. I just want to say that myself.
This is
physical personification of a cocktail weenie.
This is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Come for Brian's hot takes about...
And my book club.
His book club. It is Friday. The Devil's Advocates are up next. You can join us, Dueling Tangents, next Monday at 2 o'clock. See you then. Good God.